I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's two explanations to this study, which is obviously wrong.
Okay.
Either the older generation doesn't realize they're doing this, or they're ashamed that they're actually doing this. Because you can bang on the kids all you want for not talking the right way. But if I am going to get a text in this fashion, it's more likely to come from a guy like you, Tommy.
What am I doing?
You're hanging out in the break room, Ron's just classic rock, 96.5, WCMF, 4 and 10, Gen Zers.
What are they doing?
They say they only communicate in emoji via text message.
It's just symbols.
No words. 4 and 10 okay. Gen Zers say they do not type words in text messages. They only communicate via emoji.
How do you do that, though? It makes sense.
You can kind of gauge like a reaction or emotion to something with an emoji.
You do this.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You only
communicate. Thumbs up.
Okay.
You only communicate via emoji.
Yeah, it's almost easy. You have gone beyond just responding with one word. Now you just respond with a picture.
Well, here's the problem. I'm bad at grammar.
So this is perfect for you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it gets me around it because I can't spell and I can't do punctuation. Crap.
All right, to your point, 9 in 10 people just across the board said emojis make it easier to express themselves in the written word.
All right.
You're one of these people.
I'm in. I guess I'm in.
What I find interesting is, you know, I have my daughters who are Gen Zers, right? They type out text messages. It's the baby boomers in my life that only communicate via
old
emoji.
Zears?
Yes, between you and my dad. Kimmy, how's your dad with this stuff?
My dad loves the GIFs.
Yep.
Like, so that's his normal response. Like, he'll find one of those, like, moving pictures to send to every group chat.
My dad will not speak to me via text. It will be an emoji.
Yeah.
It will be a meme or it will be a GIF.
Yeah, and mostly on hump day. Because that's when all the butt shots come out.
There's just one small problem.
What's that?
When it comes to the older set, guys like Tommy don't always get the meanings of emojis the right way.
What am I missing?
What are you talking about?
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
Some
I
of
said
them
a funny
can
picture.
Mean something you don't want them to mean.
What do you, no, the funny picture's fine, and you haven't really made this mistake with us. However, my dad's made this mistake a couple
What's
of
he
times.
Doing?
Well, like,
no.
I think he thinks the cryy face is like laughy cryy face, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought the cryy face was laughy cryy face. So, like, it is funny to me, like, when somebody, there's been a couple of times where I've been in a group text where somebody's passed away.
Yeah.
And someone will send the
comical cry.
But even the non-laughy cry, you don't need to send an emoji.
Yeah.
Or like a heartbreak emoji.
Yeah.
You can't just say so sorry for your loss, not break.
Well,
pick
if everybody
heart.
Else already said that, you're trying to switch it up.
Okay, but you don't send me a picture when my grandma died.
So right? You know what the funniest thing is, speaking of emojis? Do you know people that talk to text?
Yes.
They have to say out loud. Cry face, cry face, cry face.
You're right.
Like they can't, like when they're like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear, cry face. It sounds so funny when you hear them texting somebody
you're
like that.
Absolutely right. Like you're sitting here awfully silent with your hands crossed like you're feeling judged.
Well, I'm trying to think of the last thing I've texted you. It was old pictures.
It's always pictures. Like,
but they're funny pictures.
No, I'm not. I love the pictures that I get from you. I do.
Yes. But well, what should I do?
No, nothing. You don't have to change anything. I just find it strange in this study that the Gen Zers were the ones most likely to use emojis when every person in my life that does it is a baby boomer.
And it also, you know what the problem is too? As you get old, your eyesight goes. So typing becomes very difficult.
Okay.
And hands don't work as good. So if I could just find like something just to send you to get the point across, I'd love it.
No, that works great.
You know,
I don't
have to get my readers out.
But I would think that's tougher to see because they're so similar, some of the emojis.
Well, yeah, a lot of times it's just a repeat. Like you go to the same.
Okay.
Most people go to the well too many times with these things. Like it's the same one almost every time.
Phone number is 222-6000. 4 in 10 Gen Zers say they only communicate via emoji on text message now. Don't type any words. Mm. The people least likely to do it were baby boomers, which is complete BS. Why are you guys lying about this? It's okay. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Okay.
222-6000. Is this our guy,
this
Kimmy?
This is him.
My goodness. Ben is on CMF. Ben, how you been, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
The Bills should have won yesterday, I'll be honest. That's coming from a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, but no, but you're not breaking any news here, Ben, but go on.
I know. It was terrible. Anyways, so, Tommy, have you heard of this amazing new thing called talk to text?
We were just talking about it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was on hold, but yeah, I must have missed that. But anyways, I'm the guy who responds too much with the GIFs or GIFs or however you pronounce it.
So you don't use words either, Ben?
I use a little bit of everything. I use all the emojis, well, not all of them, but I use emojis, words, and probably way too many GIFs.
So Ben did text me about a month ago.
Oh, wait, you got a talk
the
to text from Ben?
I can pull it up
called.
Here.
So Ben, talk to text. You got to pull it up to talk to text. Ben sent you. What's
cry face.
See, I heard that Ben couldn't use talk to text anymore.
Why is that?
Well, he was getting out of his car while he was using talk to text. He closed the door on his tongue.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
and,
but you actually, didn't he leave you a voicemail that sounded just like that?
So bad.
He's holding his phone like he's listening to the voicemail.
I'm trying to get in the mood.
Ben, good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Have a good one, guys.
I forgot about that kid.
I know. That's a mean thing to say.
No, that was a text from his mother.
Right.
I lost my tongue.
Wait, his mother sounds just like
it runs in the family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.